Some of the events you are convinced you lived may have never happened. You are probably convinced you can perfectly remember a striking or stressful event. But the truth is, one can manipulate your memory by giving you false details. Psychiatrist Charles Morgan studied the phenomenon of the misinformation effect. He was not the first to study this phenomenon, though. Neuroscientist Elizabeth Loftus had already discovered it. However, the exact process that led to the creation of false memories was and is still quite unknown, and Morgan's study involves much more stressful and therefore much more striking events, allowing to make decisive progresses. Morgan's study took place in a military school which underwent survival training. Over 850 soldiers of survival school participated. They endured a simulation of the situation of a prisoner of war, including harsh questioning, propaganda, and ill-treatment, all performed by a single person for each soldier. These soldiers are trained to resist the power of suggestion, and therefore were more capable of keeping their memories clear than the average. After the soldiers were evacuated from the fake prisoner of war camp, scientists asked them questions about their experience, but they added misinformation. For example, they showed the soldiers a photograph of a person who wasn't their aggressor, while asking questions such as, "Did your interrogator give you anything to eat?" implying then that the man of the photograph was their aggressor, whereas he wasn't. The experiment showed stunning results. More than 90% of the participants who were shown the photo wrongly identified their interrogator. Different types of misinformation, such as the presence of a weapon which wasn't there, showed similar results. The well-trained soldiers had been manipulated and created false memories. So, do you still believe yours?